So I would tell you that these worldly pursuits are vain. What does vain mean according to the scriptures? Well, vain means they're empty. This is an empty pursuit. It's made of corruptible things that are going to be burned away. But the Bible says you're to seek that which is eternal and incorruptible. The joy of your flesh is a sinful thing when Jesus died to set you free from following your flesh. Galatians 5 says that you can crucify the flesh man and then you can live after the spirit. Paul says to crucify the deeds of the flesh, you walk according to the spirit. You're not walking according to the spirit watching loggers baseball. You're not walking according to the spirit being part of the world in the culture. This is Satan's kingdom that you're walking in. And you have to repent of Satan's kingdom. And you have to say, Lord, I'll follow you out of this Satan's kingdom. Movies, sports, entertainment, churchianity, every false way. But Americans are a lot like the Israelites, stubborn, stiff-necked, rebellious, and fleshly. And God destroyed them in the desert, and God's going to destroy America. Not God bless America. America's a wicked nation. God is going to destroy America and judge it, as well as all the other nations. Christ is coming back. He's going to rule with an iron rod. What part of his rule will you be on? You're going to be on the wrong side as you live after your flesh and the ways of the world. You can live of the world, or you can live of Christ and his kingdom. There's only two kingdoms. Kingdom of God, kingdom of Satan. Entertainment and all of this is the kingdom of Satan. He creates all this to distract you, keep you from seeking the kingdom of God. And it's not going to be, Lord, I knew you. He said, away from me, I never knew you. Many will say, Lord, Lord. He said, away from me, I never knew you. You workers of iniquity. What does that mean? Workers of iniquity. That means you keep sin. You keep worldliness. You entertain your flesh. You don't seek the kingdom of God. That's sinful. That's trampling the blood of Jesus Christ. Not answering his call and following him in holiness and righteousness. You're trampling the blood of Jesus. He doesn't want your scrap on Sunday morning. He doesn't care that you were water baptized 50 years ago and you've been a Baptist your whole life. God could care less. If you're not born of him and seeking the kingdom, you have no hope. If you're not obeying the commandments of God that are for today, you have no hope. I know all of this stuff well because I used to be of the world. I used to play baseball. I used to be an idolatrous man. I used to seek the pleasures of the world. But when you're truly transformed by the Holy Spirit, not church attendance, not the false gospels in the American church, when you're truly transformed, you don't even want this anymore. This becomes like vomit and a mud pile. And the sow that changes her mind about the mud puddle doesn't go back in the mud puddle. You're just living in the mud puddle of the culture and flesh. But Jesus died to make a way for you to come out of this sin and worldliness. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Guess what? You don't find rest following the culture. You don't find rest pleasing your flesh. Oh, you'll find rest in this world for a short season, but you're not going to find rest eternally. What you're going to find is the judgment of God. He's going to separate you from sheep and goats. Logger fans and churchianity in the world would be the goats. The sheep of God are his holy people. You can't claim Jesus as you live after the pattern of the world, neighbor. Jesus didn't die so you could trample his blood. God is so merciful and gracious and loving and kind. He calls you out of the world and says, come follow me. But who are you following today? You're following your flesh and the culture. You're not following Jesus Christ. Americans go to church on Sunday for an hour and throw God a scrap. Then they go live like the world all week. And on Judgment Day, he's going to send you away and say, I never knew you. You workers of iniquity. You don't got to be an axe murderer to be a worker of iniquity. One sin put people out of the garden. One sin cost a couple their life in Acts 5. What one sin are you keeping, Americans? Pride? Vanity? Covetousness? Worldliness? False religion? Lies like Christmas and Easter? What lie, what sin are you keeping that's going to separate you from God on Judgment Day? You can ignore the street preacher. I'm nobody. You will not ignore the judgment of God that's coming. The Bible says people will be asking for rocks to fall upon them when he comes. The wrath of the Lamb. Will you be one of those asking for the rocks to fall on you? Will you be one of those? We don't want you to be one of those. We want you to be safe in the ark of Jesus Christ. He's a spiritual ark. Noah had a wooden ark. Today we have a spiritual ark in Jesus Christ. But you're not in it through church attendance. You're not in the ark of Christ through your worldly life. The fruit you're born of Jesus is you come out of the world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hey, brother. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and when your mind's renewed, you don't want the things of the world anymore. Guess what? You seek heavenly things. You seek eternal things. Loggers are not heavenly or eternal. Sports and politics and movies and Netflix are not eternal. This is all fleshly and temporal.
Why don't you go stand on the sidewalk here? A lot of them are coming this way. And just ask them if they know the gospel, handout cards if they want one.
Test yourself to the word of God. Jesus Christ made the narrow way. Are you living for the kingdom of God? Are you living for your flesh and the world? Jesus said, I come to seek and save that which is lost. And the Bible says that heaven rejoices when one sinner repents. Why is that? Why does all of heaven rejoice? Well, the reason all of heaven rejoices is because so few people truly repent. And heaven's not going to be crowded like you think. Hell is going to be brimming over with worldly, false religious people. Hell is going to be for God's true sheep. You're not a sheep of God if you come and watch the ways of the world. If you entertain your flesh, you're not a sheep of God. People have said to me, well, it says there's going to be a great multitude in heaven in Revelation. Yeah, it does say there's going to be a multitude in Revelation. You know where that same word is used in the book of Matthew for Jesus feeding 5,000 people? 5,000 was a multitude. You're not going to make the kingdom of God as you live worldly, neighbor. Your fruit is shown here. You're living after your flesh. You're trampling the blood of Jesus today. You're following the culture. You're not following the spirit or the word of God. So how can you on Judgment Day claim that you're going to be with the Father when you love the things of the world? This is the world. You're not going to be with the Father. Jesus told the Pharisees, ready? You hear not the word of God. Why? Your father is Satan. The American church system, their father is Satan. Because they hear not the truth of the word of God. We don't want our neighbors to be following after Satan. He deserves no credit. We want our neighbors to be following the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But if you're entertaining yourself in the world, you're not following Jesus. You have a false savior. You have a false pastor or priest that tells you you can live like the world. Jesus is not a raise your hand, get out of heaven scheme. Jesus is not icing on a cake. Jesus is the cake and the icing. He's everything. And if you just sprinkle him on top of your Sunday morning, or you sprinkle your day with a Bible verse from some corrupt devotional, or you tell God, I love you, but while you live like the world and you really love your flesh and the world more than you love God, you're a liar. The Bible says no liars will inherit the kingdom of God. Go read Revelation 21. Go read Revelation 22. One lie will keep you out of the kingdom of God. What lie are you practicing, American Christians? American neighbors? Oh, there's no God. Really? Look around you at his creation. Go read Romans 1. You'll be without excuse and no cloak for your sin on Judgment Day. Look at the creation. Hundreds and thousands of people I meet every year, and I never met one person that's an identical duplicate. God always produces something unique and wonderful. But guess what? Just because you're a creation of God in the flesh doesn't mean you are a spiritual creation of God. You must be born from above by the Spirit of God. Through his shed blood, he shed his blood to redeem us, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. He rose again on the third day to defeat death. Death is coming for you. And through repentance, changing your mind, changing your ways. Hey, that's what people don't like. They don't want to change their ways because they're worldly and they're carnal and they're fleshly. Change your mind, change your ways, or you're going to be judged by a holy God, neighbor. And be born from above with the fruit of holiness and obedience. And then the Bible says, endure in the faith every day. If you're not enduring in the faith, if you're part of the American church system, if you're part of the world, the wrath of God is coming for you. He is. You're an enemy of God as you love the things of the world. Go read James 4:4. We don't want you to be an enemy of God. Partaking in the world makes you an enemy of God, sir. Did you know that?
Yes.
Why are you here then? This is the world. Jesus didn't die so you could watch Loggers baseball. Jesus died to redeem people to holiness, sir. The man just said he hasn't been to a game in years. That's like saying, I didn't go to a bar and get drunk for years, but I'm going to go and get drunk today. That's called sin. What are you pursuing? Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33, and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. So what are you seeking, neighbor? I like to ask people this. So the Pharisees tried to trick Jesus and said, what's the great command? What is the great command? And Jesus said, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor. If you didn't wake up today ready to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you're an idolater. And no idolaters are going to inherit the kingdom of God, neighbor. You are an idolater. And we don't want you to be an idolater. We want you to be a born-again child of God. Seeking him in righteousness. Righteousness means that which is right to God. Baseball is not right to God. Sports and competition and covetous and prideful things are not of God. Today's politics are not of God. your Netflix and movies and entertainment are not of God. They're of Satan. Your prideful dress is not of God. Neighbors, did you know that clothing is actually a sin covering? Did you know that? Clothing is a sin covering, yet people put it on in pride and vanity. That's an abomination to God. Go read about that. Americans and the world are so rebellious against God. That God told us how to act, how to live, how to dress, how to preach, and Americans say, I'll do my own thing. I'll follow my lady pastor. I'll follow my corrupt priest. I'll follow my heretical modern hireling pastor, which they all are, keeping false pagan holidays and easy believe gospels. We like to tell people the gospel means good news, but it's not good news for you if you won't repent and come out of the world. It's actually not good news at all. It means judgment is coming for you as you live like the world in your own ways. And Christ is going to burn you up with flaming fire, lest you repent and seek the kingdom of God. You're not seeking the kingdom of God as you live after the pattern of the world and follow your flesh, neighbor. Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures. In Acts 17, the Bereans were called noble. Why? The Bereans were called noble because they tested the Scriptures for that which was true. And if you test the Scriptures, you'd see this is a worldly pursuit that's going to cause judgment upon you. Your worldly life is going to cause judgment upon you. And you might say, wow, this street preacher is really harsh. Did you know Jesus described hell more than heaven? Did you know many of Jesus' parables ended with guys being wrapped up and thrown into hell? Yeah. Jesus warned of heaven, the opposite of heaven, he warned of hell. And he said, don't go to that place. Cut off your hand, pluck out your eye, do whatever it takes to not enter that kingdom, the kingdom of Satan, which is going to be hell and judgment. But if you're willing to turn from your sin and lose this life, you don't have to live this life. You don't have to follow your flesh. You're following your flesh today, neighbor. And the wrath of God is coming for you. You don't have to live that kind of life. You can live a life that's full of righteousness and holiness. But people don't want to live holy. You know why? Because it's going to change who you are. It's going to change how you live, act, talk, dress, who you associate with. And people are rebellious and idolatrous. They want to do their own thing. People want to tease and follow their flesh. People say, I want what I want. And they go after what they want, like Eve in the garden, and like everyone that sinned and fallen short of God's glory, myself included, in times past. I used to practice a lot of sin. Guess what? True saints don't practice sin. True saints don't practice sin anymore. True saints can slip into sin. True saints can be deceived into sin. But true saints do not practice sin. If you practice sin, it means you love sin. And if you love sin, you have no hope of eternal life. And living like the world is sinful. Following sports and entertainment and your flesh is sinful. And sin's going to separate you from this holy God. Your Sunday scrap, God doesn't want. Your I believe in Jesus, God doesn't want. if that's the case, you're a hypocritical Christian. You're a hypocritical Christian that knows no part of a holy Savior, entertaining your flesh, neighbor. But repent and come out of your flesh. Metanoia is the Greek word. Repent. Change your mind. Change your ways. Surrender your life. The Bible says we're supposed to be slaves of Jesus Christ. That word in the Greek is doulos. When you're a slave, you no longer want your own way. You want to follow after the ways of Christ. And that's not following the world. That's not following entertainment. That's going to lead to your judgment and your damnation. If you die today following the world, you're going to lose your soul, neighbor. Jesus didn't die for sins you won't forsake and repent of. It's absolutely loving and truthful and good and pure to tell you the truth. Paul says, rebuke those publicly who are in sin, 1 Timothy 5, so that others may see and fear. So consider the message today a public rebuke of your worldliness and your trampling of Jesus' blood, because we love you and want to warn our neighbors to turn and seek the kingdom of God, or you're going to suffer judgment and fiery damnation. Do not take for granted the goodness of God. There's also a fiery severity of God. Romans 11, go read it.